This week's parsha, Tazria Metzora, Torah begins, Vaydar Hashem, Moshe, Laron, Leymar, Odom, Kiyab, Or, Besoro, Seeso, Sapachas, O, Beheres, Vayab, Or, Besoro, Lenego, Tzaraz, Uval, Aron, Akoyin, Ola, Echad, Mibarab, Chad, Mibon, of Akoyin. So this is the parsha of Tzaraz. So what's this idea, the white spot, the Nega Tzaraz, what is that all about? So the Mor B'Shemesh, on page 7, says the following. Ono posuk anal, Adom yeh b'or b'soro, says, Yeshno says, Lev l'hovin, Lama tola ha'kosum maros negoim, v'tum avatara, dafka pi kohen. What's the idea that, first of all, you always have to come to the kohen? The kohen has to pronounce you tomei. Right? Even if the person has the tzaras, but the Kohen never pronounced him tummy, he's not tummy. He wrote in law says, Lev Lovin Simone Negoi Mogos Atum Seisu Baharis. He's a yeah. So he says like this. Last two lines on the left, on the right rather. That the chias of a person is the blood in him. Right, ki adam hu anefesh. Ki adam hu anefesh. Ki nefesh odom hu shore ba adam. Vim ha-odom holech b'kdusha, u mezakech atzmo, hein basiyas ha-mitzvah, ba-esek toru tfilo, hazai ponov matzivos. Whereas when a person is doing the right thing, his face shines. That's the blood inside. Ah, he has vibrance in his face. He has freshness in his face, redness in his face. Shener b'fanav admimus machmash in his kala b'fanav, because the redness is his neshama, his kedushas nafsho. Im chasav shalom holech b'derech lo tov, hazai gor masav shenekar mimenu hanefesh. So then the nefesh is mistalik for him. The efshal achzir rakal yidei tshuva ilah. Al vayach zirena. V'chush haraos rosh ha-b'shas ha-kas nasa odom lovan b'yoser. When a person is angry, so he becomes white because all the his chiyas leaves him. That's a simen istalkos ha-nefesh ha-gdosha. That's called a malbin p'nei chavero. Why? Because you're taking away his chiyas. You're embarrassing him. So he turns white. Page 8, second line. She'ozil sumko. The Gemara has a phrase that the sumko, the redness, goes away and he's pale. He's white. Nimso mikanan lomeidim sha'alav nunis ba'odom mar histalkos ha'chiyas. That if a person turns white, that's a simon that the chias, the red, the dam, is nistalik. Umemela, kshelech me'odom hachir shalo hu nikra tomei. So that's what tzaraas is about. You're taking away his vibrance. Because he sinned, he did something wrong to take away that the chias, the redness in him. Umemela, kshelech me'odom chias ugam kein tomei. So therefore, he says, "Vaday b'shas kas." If a person gets angry, or halbadas ponim, he embarrassed somebody. So it's clear that the chiyas went away, and he's white. But if a person does an avera, so it's not as obvious that the chiyas left. It's not as noticeable. So therefore what? See, a Kohen is holech b'kedusha, he could be sensitive to see the the chiyus. The person acts improperly. He spoke improperly. He did something improperly. So this is millions of people are acting like this, but for a yid, that's not proper. So the kohen could see that, and that's the whiteness. That's what he's seeing. The whiteness. He's seeing the histalkus achias of the person. And then when it comes back, it shows that he did tshuva. But the whiteness of the tzaras is the same whiteness of when somebody's getting embarrassed and he has his white face. He turns pale because he lost his chias. So when a person sins, the same thing is happening. And that's the chias of a person, the dam. So if you take a look on page 17, so let's go now to Parshas Metzora. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor, zos tia Torah haMetzora b'yom tarosu guval hakohen. The yotza hakohen chutz l'manachal, v'ra hakohen, v'hinei nirpa nega tzaras min hatzarua. So this Parshas Metzora talks about when he's getting better. V'hinei nirpa nega tzaras min hatzarua. So what's this vihinei? What's this vihinei? So there's another more of a shemesh. You know what vihinei? He says, take a look in different places in Chumash with the word hinei. What Chazal point out, take a look. Page 21. Vaycharef Hashem, v'moshe v'yomer lo Aaron achicha, halevi yadati k'daber yidaber. Who? Page 22. V'gam hinehu yotzei l'krasecha v'racha v'samach b'libo. That the word hineh has a connotation of simcha. On page 22. Hinehu yotze in the krasecha, v'racha v'samach b'libo. Take a look in the Medrash Rabbah, page 24. Ha'idah b'Hashem, gam ani hineh l'chachti, v'ani b'simcha, hineh b'ratzon. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. But then he says, that v'hineh is b'simcha. Hinei is b'simcha. I didn't bracket it. Page 25, Rabbi Nosson Omer. Page 25 on the left. Rabbi Nosson Omer, ani mosif, ani al-chibos, and hinei b'simcha. V'chein hu omer, gam hinei hu yotzei l'krasecha, v'ra'ocha v'samach b'libo. Hinei is simcha. So he says a beautiful thing, the Mor v'Shemesh. That on page, the Pasuk says, when the Metzora gets, we just said before, the first Mor v'Shemesh, that a person sins, he gets the tzaras, because he loses his chiyas. The chiyas of a person is the dam hu anefesh. Just like when you embarrass somebody, he turns white because you took away his chiyas. So too, when the person does an aveira, he takes away his chiyas. He turns white. It's the same white of embarrassment, because the tzara shava is both losing the chiyas of the person, even though he's still alive, but the chiyas, you know, there's being alive and there's having chiyas. So now the Mor v'Shemesh said, when he gets better, v'hinei nirpa nega tzaras min hatzarua. So he says that v'hinei, that's lashon simcha. So he says like this. He says v'nira. Page 19, left side, top. V'nira litein tzad l'devrem, ki bevadei refuas ha-metzora hu ikar tluya b'tshuva shleima, v'azivas ha-chet v'gamri. When he does tshuva, that's when the tzaras goes away. U'bevadei midake ha-tshuva li'oz libo nishman ba'od machmas miruras ha-chet. So when you do tshuva, you have to have charata. It's not an easy process. He's regretting it. So, Chora, the tshuva should bring sadness because he's regretting, he's upset. If you're saying that the guy is sick because he doesn't have chias, so now Lachori, you're putting him into a worse situation. You're saying go mikutz lamachana. That should exacerbate the problem, not make the problem better. But he says no. Avalzos, bottom line on page 19 and left. Habachina eno maybe an odom al atzmo. But he said, when you do tshuva, so even though he had to be machnia, ultimately that's going to bring simcha, and that's vihinei, because now he was machnia himself klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and anyone who's machnia themselves klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then at the end of the Metzorah process, Yotza Koin Vara Vihine. Top of page 20, left side. Ein Vihine Ela Loshem Simcha Kiyadu B'Midrash. Halo Ara Nachicha Kedam Hine Hu Yotza L'Krasecha. So, in other words, it doesn't work in the regular teva. You would think a person's teva, he's sick, so don't put him, alone. Put him with people, cheer him up, etc. But no, the sickness was caused by his lack of being meshabed himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the tikkun is going to be, he has to be misbonein and machni himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the end, it brings back the simcha, so the chias is back. So we started off with the white, because that was the way of the chias. That's the whole, like, just like a person's malbin somebody, he lost, took away the chias from this guy. That's what the Gemara says. Ozel sumcha, osir chivra. And but at the end, v'hinei nirpa nega tzaras v'na tzaruah. And ein v'hinei ela loshem simcha. And then in other cases, they quote the Chazal, page 23, by the Levim, v'hinei lachachti as Levim toch b'nei Yisrael. Right? And that's where the Medrash is, on that pasuk of the Minu HaLevim. V'hinei lachachti. V'hinei. Ein v'hinei ela loshem simcha. And I thought to tie this in with the famous word of Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shek likes to quote from Rav Soloveitchik, and it's also in the Sefer, the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, page 26, doesn't have Rabinowitz quotes it from Hold the Hadal Lefanav Oz V'Chedva Bimkomo. So Rav Soloveitchik always would say that, as it's quoted in Shiurim Abu Zechemar in page 27, that a person who's lefnei Hashem is always besimcha. Samachtim lefnei Hashem elokeichem. That's why the Gemara says in Moed Katan that a Kohen Gadol the whole year is keregel dami. He's got ganz your yontif. Why? Rav Soloveitchik, because he's in the Mokom HaMikdash. He's Lefnei Hashem. And the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim, Rav Nachman Dovin Rabinowitz has in Sefer, it says, Hold v'hodol l'fanach, oz v'chedva b'mkomo. That when you're in front of Hashem, it's simcha. Because people would think just the opposite. That the people who are just running in the streets without any, and they can do whatever they want, and they don't have any restrictions, they would be the most happy, but it's not the case. It's not the case. Because there's no, this, the people who are, like Rosh Hashanah said over, we say in Hallel, Ani Abdecha ben Amasecha b'tachta l'moseirai. I'm an Eved Hashem, therefore b'tachta l'moseirai. You would think fakir. Moseirai means the shackles. Like Rosh Hashanah said, you're unleashing the shackles? But the answer is yes. Because you're, like Rosh Hashanah said, because if you're in front of Hashem, based on Rav Soloveitchik, you have hold the hodol fano oz v'chedva mimkomo, and that's what the Metzorah has. The Metzorah starts off by sinning, by losing the chias. That's the first more of a shemesh. And that's the chias. That's what a person is. Dam. Dam hu nefesh. That's his chias. And there's a famous word from the Maggid of Mezrich. You know, the pasuk says on Kedoshim on page 9, Lo sochlu al adam. So the Gemara dashens in Shabbos that you can't eat before davening. Lo sochlu kodim shetispalal al dimchem. So there's a vort from the Maggid of Mezrich. He says on page 12, Iker ha'odam, third line. Last word in the line was Iker on page 12. It's Iker ha'odam hu al shem damo shabo. That's what a person, damo ha'nefesh. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. That if you take a little dam out on Shabbos, you take blood on Shabbos, you violate the Tilus Neshama. Because you're taking out the Chias. So that's what the essence of a person is, the Dam. So why is he called Adam? Why isn't he called Dam? So what's the Pshat? Lama Nikra Adam Velo Dam? Elisha Medabik Yitz Asma Bariyash Yisparach Umamshik Bekirba Alufo Shal Olam. That the Aleph is the Alufo Shal Olam. Aleph is Alufa Shal Oilam. The Alufa Shal Oilam, if he connects himself with the Ribbono Shal Oilam, that's what a full person is. So he's Dam, but his Tafkid is to connect himself. So that's the Drasha. Lo Tispalo Al Dimcha Kol Shata. Those don't eat when you're only Dam. Because if you didn't daven yet, you're only Dam. Once you daven, then you're Adam. Because then you connected yourself with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lo tochlu kodem shel tispalo al dimchem. The Maggid of Mezrich says that's what it means. Lo sochlu al adam. Don't eat when you're only dam. Only eat when you're adam. That's after you daven. Then the alufa shel olam was put in front, and then you mechaber yourself the alufa shel olam. Then you're an adam. That's what an adam is. So that's what happened with the Mitzaras. He lost the dam. He's white. The chias is gone. So we make him do tshuva. We don't say, oh, look, so cheer yourself up, go to parties. No, bada yetze. So he could be misbonin to do tshuva. And then in the end, v'hinei! Eid v'hinei el loshon simcha. And then he's back. And he's vibrant. And that's Tumas Saras Tars Siluk Achias Vahasimcha Vahsarasa. The Siluk, but then the return. And that's the ultimate Simcha, when a person is doing the Ratzon Hashem, and he's Lefnei Hashem, and he's like the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is always Lefnei Hashem, so that's why the Gemara says in Moed Katan that Kohen Gadol, the whole year is like Yontif. Because the Gemara wants to know, if a person's mitzora, does he know his tzaras in the regular? So the Gemara says, yeah, because a Kohen Gadol is knowing tzaras, and for him the whole year is regular. That's how the Gemara proves it on Moed Katan Dav Yudalit. So Rav Soloveitchik says, why is it the whole year regular? So Rav Shachman said, for Rav Soloveitchik, because the Kohen Gadol is always Lefnei Hashem. And when Lefnei Hashem, you besimcha. So we're not always the same Lefnei Hashem. We're Lefnei Hashem, hopefully on the Yontif, and the rest of the year, some, you know, try to be as much as we can. But the Kohen Gadol is mamish, he's there in the Mokom HaMikdash. He's there. The Rambam says even he has to live in Yerushalayim. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. You can't be a Kohen Gadol and then you go home to Tel Aviv at night. You have to live in Yerushalayim. You have to live in Yerushalayim. That's a requirement. A requirement for the Milchas Chinuch says, because he has to bring a Milchas Chavitin every day, so then he has to bring a special korban every day, so then he has a Chiv Lina every day, so then he has the Mela. You have to sleep over every night in Yerushalayim, so Mela you live in Yerushalayim. But that's the idea. That's what Tzuma Saras is. That's the whiteness. The Mor of Shemesh says the same whiteness of Habonis Ponim is the same whiteness of the Tzaras, even though Tzaras was not Malbim necessarily anybody's Ponim. But just like when a person gets embarrassed, he loses his chias. So with certain does certain averis, he loses he loses the chiyus. And his job is to bring it back. To bring it back, and that's ultimately what happens. And when he brings it back, then he's besimcha. V'hinei. V'hinei nirpa nega tzaras min hatzaru. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, everyone, you know, simcha is a very important part of life. Chiyus is very important. It keeps us going. You know, life has its challenges, but we keep the simcha, we keep the chiyus, that keeps us going. So that's the tuma tzaras v'tzarasa. Sila kachiyus v'simcha, v'hachazarasa. And getting it back, v'hinei nirpa nega tzaras min hatzaru.